This is Breakfast with Lish Fayer on ABC Radio Canberra. Honey, sugar, sugar.
Winnie the Pooh sat down at the foot of the tree, put his head between his paws, and began to think. First of all, he said to himself,
"That buzzing noise means something. You don't get a buzzing noise like that, just buzzing and buzzing, without its meaning something. If there's a buzzing noise, somebody's making a buzzing noise, and the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee."
The wonderful Winnie the Pooh, Chapter 1, in which we are introduced to Winnie the Pooh and some bees. Here's the thing, though. It's a mystery. Bees are going missing. In the United States, there's this extraordinary story of 60,000 bees that had been stolen from a field in Pennsylvania. 60,000 bees. I mean, I know that might just be one swarm. I'm not sure if that's like a bag full of bees, a swarm of bees, or indeed, Cormac Farrell, apiary manager for the Canberra Region Beekeepers. What is the collective noun for bees, Cormac? Good morning.
Good morning. It is a swarm. And actually, it's the same as for drones. I used to work for an engineering company that used drones for bushfire recovery and earthquake recovery. And yeah, it's a swarm of drones.
A swarm of drones, a swarm of bees. No, this is why we need the peak body, because I... My information is different. I read it in all my research, which was admittedly just a couple of websites, and you are much more experienced. It said a bike of bees.
A bike of bees? I haven't heard that before. You got me stumped.
No, either did I. But so I'm glad you say a swarm, because that's exactly what I would have thought. A bike
of bees?
As beekeepers,
we would say a swarm for sure.
The reason, can I just give you their reasoning for a bike of bees?
Sure enough.
It says in this, in my research, because the word bike is an old English word which means a colony, nest, or swarm. Well, okay, we'll get to the bottom of this, but onto other things, Cormac. Tell me how you steal 60,000 bees and why.
Well, bees, unfortunately, are big business these days. Well, these are honeybees, of course. So there are 20,000 species of bees in the world. Honeybees that are used for supplementary pollination. You've got, you know, the hive itself, that's a fancy hive, might be $500 plus. Then you've got the honey, which can be $200 worth of honey in the hive. The hive, but the actual colony itself, is worth about $200 to $250. So right there, you've got $1,000 sitting in a field, just waiting for someone to put a bee suit on, turn up at night, put it in the truck and drive off.
Is that all it takes?
Unfortunately, yeah, yeah. It's awful, but yeah, a lot of the beekeepers having stuff stolen from them, it's actually by other beekeepers.
Really? And is there any way of tracking?
It's a really common thing. It happens all the time all over the world because a colony of bees is worth a lot of money.
Okay, because I was pitching 60,000 bees. How many, is that a box full of bees?
That's one or two hives, like the minimum sort of viable, you know, commercial hive is around about 20 to 30,000 bees. Like in a full production, you know, each one of our colonies at Parliament would be at least 30,000 bees.
Okay. So, I was picturing, okay, you'd have to reverse the semi-trailer in, you'd be sort of amassing the bees into the back of the truck. So it's literally only two hives.
Yeah, that's actually, I think there'll be two or three hives. Yeah.
So does it happen?
Not that many. That's a couple of guys. Takes them probably about 5 minutes, or 5-10 minutes to load them up, and they're off.
It's like the cattle hustlers.
It's honeybees are actually livestock, basically. In fact, they are livestock.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exactly like cattle rustling.
Does it happen in Australia, Cormac?
Unfortunately, yeah, it does. In Canberra region beekeepers, we've had hives stolen. Fancy ones that someone wanted to steal. So these days we have electronic trackers hidden inside the hives to discourage that. It at least means we can catch them.
And have you caught them? Like you've caught the criminal, the hustler, as well as the...
We've set the trap and then no one stole our hive. So I guess we did make sure that the word got out that we'd put electronic trackers in the hives, and so it seems to have had the desired effect.
It's a different type of honey trap.
Exactly.
Really? I'm wondering if you... Oh, gee, it's so interesting. Is it... Because you think in the beekeeping community, everybody would be in it for the love of bees and honey, but some of them are in it for the money, love of money and honey.
Yeah, unfortunately. And some people, I think, also get a little bit desperate. So in the agricultural space, so in beekeeping, you've got sort of native bees, which are most of the bees in the world. No one's sort of looking after them. They're just doing their thing. Some of them, unfortunately, they are disappearing because of habitat loss and pesticides and climate change. But the managed honeybees, they are livestock. So you'd have a contract to, and I do, I have an agreement with an orchardist that I work for, to provide a certain number of hives to pollinate their crops. And you do need a certain amount of supplementary pollination from honeybees or you don't get a crop.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, you're being paid to produce X number of hives. If you've lost some hives due to bad luck or disease or pesticide drift, then you'd need to replace them, and you'd have to spend that money.
How much is it? Is a bee tested. Like? Is do you buy? How do you buy a bee?
You buy a colony. So honeybees, they don't. A honeybee can't live on its own. Like, it has to live as part of a big managed colony, which makes them sort of unusual for bees, because of the 20,000 species of bees, most of them are solitary or semi-solitary. So honeybees are sort of the weirdos of the bee world. They live in these gigantic colonies. And that's why they have to have so much honey, because if they ever run out of food, the colony will starve and die. So they have to keep these gigantic reserves. And as beekeepers, we basically take their surplus. So they always make a little bit extra just in case. And that's essentially what you're eating on your toast, is the just-in-case store that the colony didn't need that we're able to take.
And you're able to take it because you're able to keep them alive if by taking it and providing them other stuff. It's so fascinating, Cormac. Thank you for joining me. I understand as well, I heard this the other day, that St. Valentine, who we celebrated Valentine's Day on Monday, also the patron saint of beekeepers.
Yes, he was. Kind of nice.
Did you celebrate?
I sort of, yeah. We just was, you know, happily married, essentially, to my partner. We're not quite married, but yeah.
So but not from a beekeeper sense. You didn't celebrate Valentine's Day from a beekeeper perspective.
I didn't do much. Actually, I probably should organise something next year. The bees probably feel underappreciated.
Totally. You should have had a bee, not a cupid with an arrow, perhaps. If he's the patron saint of that. Cormac, so good to talk to you this morning.
Absolutely.